Serving Krishna is bhakti. You should try to realize the difference. I wish to serve Krishna. And Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari is Aradhanath Das Krishna. Is serving. And a person has some really wish to serve Krishna. Is there any difference? Is there any difference? Really he has no bhakti. But he has a wish. He has a desire to serve Krishna. This desire, a strong desire to serve Krishna. This is called Shraddha. This is beginning. जब हम वैष्णव के संग से वैष्णव के संग से या शास्त्रों के पढ़ने या रसिक वैष्णवों के संग में हरि कथा सुनने जब कृष्ण भक्ति में प्रवृत्त होते हैं इच्छा होती है प्रवृत्ति होती है अभी इच्छा जो हम लोग भगवान का भजन करेंगे हमारा जीवन कृष्णार्थ हो जाएगा द डिजायर टू सर्व कृष्ण इट कम्स फ्रॉम टू वे बाय शास्त्र एंड बाय दी हियरिंग फर्स्ट टाइम ऑफ कृष्ण बाय एनी तत्वज्ञान रसिक वैष्णव एंड हियरिंग दिस वे decide that by serving Krishna our life will be successful and then we try to do something that I can serve Krishna but service is not now begin Rupa Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami They have not desired only. They are searching actually, fully, by senses and by heart, both, internally and outwardly. They are serving. We want that we to search like that. Search in such case in Shraddha. And we desire that. Oh, I want to serve Krishna like gopis, like friends, dham to dham, like mother Yashoda and Radha, like Hanuman, like Ambarish, like Visham Pitama, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. We desire. At that time only desire it. And secondly, when we hear that, oh, I want to serve Krishna, like friends, like sons, like Yashoda Maiya and Nandalal, used to serve, or gopis used to serve. So this is only, in the beginning, it is desire, but not serving. To fulfill this desire, when we begin from very beginning, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Sharanam. But still we have not entered in service, only doing. For desire is not completed. at that time you had so many kinds of unwanted things, so many offenses to Vaishnava, to Bhakti, to this Vrindavan land, to Krishna and to others. Gradually they will go up. Then Anicca will come after taking initiation from bona fide Guru. And we will begin to begin the activities of hearing. This is also not pure bhakti, this is abhas. Then a relation will come really and offenses will go. Then some part semblance can come after this. Semblance, not fully. And when we will reach the stage of prem, from there our services will begin. No? So what we are doing, though we call that it is bhakti, we call it bhakti. But it is like what? It is like a fire sacrifice or bring some pieces of food, some ghee, bread, some amrapallav and all other things. This is not fire sacrifice. It is thought. And really when we do that, oh, Krishnaya Swaha, this is really sacrifice. And really we give our heart to Krishna, this is a sacrifice. And all other are semblance. So in bhakti, when prema will come, we have a very strong relation with Krishna, sambandhya. A special will come. And then we can find Krishna's body. So until we attain this perfect thing, prema, we'll have to continue our practices. First practice for giving up all unwanted things. There are so many desires. So many desires. So we should try to give up all desires. Only one desire will be there. To start with. Also to desire to serve us like Hanuman, like Narada in Vaikuntha, like service of Satyabhama Rukmini in Dwarka, there should also be only like Rupa Goswami, only one desire is there. But one desire has lakhs and lakhs desires to serve there in so many different ways. Then you can really serve there. So, practice from beginning. Somewhere, manaso krodha deva jiva roopa deva. You should realize it and try to see that we are falling totally or not. If I'm not falling, then how you can enter in? Prema Bhakti, Tuhvat Rukhya Sangha, Raghunath Das Goswami Bhakti. So, we should try to practice totally, totally. Being, but miskapat, but miskapati.
Free from hypocrisy.
Not like this. Sincerely try to obey the orders of Rupa Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami. When your unwanted things will go away, and you have some link with Krishna, some relation with Krishna, then try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. But first is Loka Mana Shiksha. Gurau Shukti Shai. What is that slok? Prem Prayojan? You could speak that slok and translate. Mike is there. Sincerely you should try to obey all these things. Then there will be no question. All questions will be solved. No question at all like that. You will be silent, only thinking that, oh, what, how I am doing? Where are my holes and loops? What is first slope?
And also, Samantri Sri Namni. And also, what is said Dr. Sri Hainam, very, very sincerely and seriously, that if you have done God's DNA and want to develop a very deep attachment for the exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Sri Kishore Kishore, Radha Krishna in the breast. So here, Ganga Tattva Swami is saying, oh my dear mind, you're like my brother, you're like my friend. So I am falling at your feet, and I beseech you with very sweet words, just give up all pride and develop your attachment for all these things.
So, you could think, when really a relation with Krishna will come, and it will be thickest, very strong, and a desire, not desire, but serving more, like a cow loves its calf, naturally. No need of giving training to cow how to love his calf. Is there any need of giving training? Is there any need of training that for mother that you should love your children like this? Is there need of training? No. Naturally, there is tendency to love their cause, their children. There is no natural love and affection in marriage life between husband and wife. And that is why so many divorce and everything. But when naturally being together after years and years, it may come. But it depends on some lust in this world. And self-gain, no real praise, no real service. But in mother and father we can see some part. And if there is one beloved and beloved, then we can see. But it will be inconsequential, but not in this world. Some semblance can be seen in this world, but not real. So there is no use of training for mother or cow or dog that they should love their children. Naturally. So this is naturally in our earth, in our heart. But now, come on. Only our practice should be to remove this cover. And that is that. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prapattan vidhita. So you should try to realize these things. Then no so much daily questions, oh, my question, my question, my question, my question. Only at that time, how to serve Krishna? How to serve Guru? A disciple nowadays in Kali Yuga takes shelter of Guru. Why? It may be by last life impression, it may be. But in Kali Yuga, there are very rare. They will tell that, oh, Gurudev, I surrender to you. But my key will be with me. I will do what you tell me, but not actually do. Doing according to their wish. And that is why this is a obstruction. So try to remove this wall. And if you cannot remove this wall in this world with Guru, then how can you serve Radha and Krishna? So try to hold on the obstacle, the wall. How to serve Gurudev with his whole desire? Like Jiva Goswami, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Vyas Goswami, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like fully surrender. And then all realization and everything, relationship, and then become God. These are obstacles, these are unwanted things. So we should try to make our hearts like this. Gurudev will not do. He has so much mercy. But if you actually not walk, Gurudev can give his finger that, oh, you should take it and you should walk. But you will have to walk on your feet. Always he will not take you in his left and always. So you should try to do something. And that is practice of Bhakti Yoga. Make your heart empty like stone. Practice from Gurudev. And if Gurudev is really qualified, then you can be qualified. So try to observe all these principles and very quickly you will realize what is that love and affection. Then mamata will come. Mamata means
possessiveness,
mindness will come. That Krishna is mine. Then naturally Krishna Bhakti will come to serve. How to serve Krishna and Radha? These are the essence of all. And it will come by essence of all the teachings of Rupa Goswami. Sannam, Rupa, Charitadi. Sukhasthananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishtham vrije sadanuragi nanurani kalam daye dakhilami ikku padesha. If you want to be in Vrindavan, then you should try to fully practice this. Then you are in Vrindavan. Otherwise you are not in Vrindavan. You are out of Vrindavan. Then you are in this world, not in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is out of world. It is the topmost highest place in seven transcendental places. So try to Sannam, Roop, Chaitadi. What is the explanation of this verse? Mother Gandhi is
sister.
Huh? Yes, it's a
sister. No, not a
sister.
The problem is
So this shloka, very often Gurudev will cite this shloka as being the very culmination or the very essence of the teaching of all of the writings of Goswami in Rupa Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami. That the instruction is being given that one should fully absorb himself 24 hours daily. That in what? In nicely hearing and chanting the Naam, Rupa, Guna, Leela, all of the transcendental descriptions of Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He should fully absorb his mind in this way. Sannam, Rupa, Sadhikar, Sri Kirtanam, He could perform very wonderful hearing and chanting of this.
And this knows the name of Ratana Manasi in Yogya, that the mind should be fully absorbed in this way, and also the tongue should be fully engaged in chanting, hearing, and smritiam, remembering these wonderful descriptions and pastimes. And also the aspirant should situate himself in Vraja, Chittam Vraja, Tad Anuragi Janana Dhamme, that he should be living always in Vraja, in Vrindavan, either physically or within his mind. But he must be in Vrindavan, and he must be under the guidance of an actual Rasik Vaishnava, who is called Anuragi Janana Dhamme. The Anuragi Jan, those are the eternal Lagatmika Bhaktas of Vraja. They have eternal love for Krishna, like Gurudev was just explaining. Like Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all the gopis, Vanishadi Sakha, and all of the friends of Krishna, Sakhas. They have eternal Lagatmika Bhakti. So those who are following them fully, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunatha Goswami, and all of the acharyas in this line, they are called the Anugami Jan, because they are anugas, they are following that route of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, the Vrindavan. So, following such a personality, living in Vrindavan, fully absorbing one's mind, and constantly hearing and chanting about the pastimes of Krishna, fully absorbing one's 24 hours, kalam nayet akimam, always fully absorbing oneself in this way, then iti upadesha saram. This is said by Rupa Goswami to be the very essence of all of the teachings, of all upadesha, all instructions that can be given, spiritual instructions. This is the very essence of those teachings. So if we follow in the line of our acharyas, Rupa Raghunath, Padayarat, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kavi Krishna Das, our acharya Krishna Kaviraj Goswami is showing the example that at the end of every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is bowing his head at the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath Goswami, and this is our line, the Rupa Rupa Sanjavaya. So if we follow those who are actually Rupa Rupa, then we are true followers of Rupa Goswami.
Why this has been called essence of all teaching? Try to understand and realize this fact. Why? Because the essence of the bhakti. What is the essence of bhakti? Srimati Radhika's mood is the essence of all bhakti. Huh? And how she starts in his highest mood in Radha Sundar. This is the essence of prema and everything, love and affection, confidence. By following this slope, we can attain this. Otherwise, we cannot attain. We will realize gradually in the association of pure Rasi Bhakti. Otherwise, never we can. Though we will be in Vrindavan, but never. Only Rasi Vaishnava. Those who are testing these rasas and serving Krishna by their mercy become that. In being in Vrindavan, we can attain also aishwaryamayi bhakti. We can attain so much money also here, as you have desire. Name and dham and Krishna is a desire tree. What is desire you can attain? If you are chanting and remembering and desiring worldly things, then you can attain all this. But really, these are the not essence of us. So Rupa Goswami is telling you, be in Vrindavan, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami or Sar Goswami, then your living in Vrindavan is actually in Vrindavan. Otherwise you are in world. You find any kind of desire, lust, anger and all these things, And really, you don't want that class of bhakti, ragatmik bhakti, you don't want. Then your Vrindavan is not Vrindavan, like worldly villages and all that. So, you must follow this flow. Always chanting and remembering. Like, and we are calling Krishna. How Rupa Goswami? Chanting and remembering.